Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are here for us today on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning. So we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about who she is.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful to be connected today with you, Barbara, and everyone. This is a magical day, and I'm the magical DC Love. A little bit about me and my journey. My journey is a little different probably from most. It started off with delicious sugar cookies flying off my countertop onto my kitchen floor, 2 pounds to be exact. My cell phone texting me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And spirit sitting on me, actually sitting on me where I could not even breathe, and I had to yell, please get off, I can't breathe. So all of these little signs were not really that little, of course, really caught my attention, and I had no other choice but to listen. And I'm really glad I did, because it propels me onto the path that I find myself on today. And it is an amazing path. It was sudden, unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I truly do have this amazingly strong connection with spirit. And since then, I've never looked back. I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357. And now I do, of course, continue to serve and to protect, but now I offer angelic love instead, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the angels, my in-spiritual ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me. And believe it or not, we've been together ever since. It did take quite a while to realize that this connection was a truly divine connection. And Joan has left this amazing door open. Those on the other side walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It really helps me as well to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, I haven't had a normal journey, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed right now to take my abilities to live radio and access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages as well as healing to people on regular intervals. But if you want just the cliff notes, my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Oh, boy, that's a big mouthful. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. What I do is I help people to let go of their old beliefs, their old patterns, their old habits, so they can move forward in their lives, so that they can experience the freedom, the love, the joy that is there for each and every one of us in every moment. And I started doing all of this because I realized that my life wasn't working for me. I wasn't happy. I wasn't what I wanted to be. And so what it has resulted in is I've had to let go of everything, and I do really mean everything, that I used to believe about everything, including the beliefs about me. And as I delve deeper and deeper into my own beliefs, it's interesting the things that I find that I believe. It's sometimes just leaves you with your mouth hanging open because you're like, I didn't even know that I believed that. We all have beliefs about ourselves that we aren't really aware of. You may have a deep-seated belief that, frankly, you're just not worth anything. And when you find those beliefs and you release them, it opens up your life. It opens up the world. And it brings you back to that natural state of inner peace and joy, which is there for each and every one of us. And I use a divine method called energy upcycling to help people to clear out the old stuff, to let it go. And I do this work on myself as well. In fact, I was doing it this morning through 30 minutes between when I woke up and when I actually got up. I was going through and releasing whatever was coming into my mind. And it's just such a wonderful, peaceful, beautiful way of being. So if you're interested in it, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. There's some healing work that you can even do on yourself. It's time for change. It really, really is. And it feels good to change. So now it is time for us to hear some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara, excuse me. Well, the first thing I have is a little prayer. And I just want to mention our beautiful American soldiers and want to honor them and wish them a happy Thanksgiving as well. I found this beautiful little prayer. It was written by Debbie McDaniel. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your sacrifice so that we may have freedom in life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, and all that you've given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirit. Fill us with peace and joy. We love and need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And now I wrote this meditation. I don't know when. I'm trying to figure out when I wrote it. I'm not sure, but it's a beautiful angel meditation, and I'm hearing angels often come to us disguised, and they're putting a spotlight on us, Barbara. I'm laughing. Okay, if you say so. Okay, so blessings, beloved ones. We, your angels, are here to help you release all of your concerns, whether they're physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Please be willing now to surrender every problem and every situation to God and the angels in return for resolution and peace. Each of you are now given a pen and paper to write down everything that's been on your mind. First, please relax, and then take in a few deep breaths in through the nose and then out through the mouth. You can do it one more time, in through the nose and out through the mouth. This will help you to connect with your consciousness. Focus now on your heart chakra, which is located in the center of your chest. Now, beloveds, place your hands over your heart and feel all the love that is within you. And feel it as it goes outward and surrounds you. Allow it to continue from you to everyone, going everywhere. Compassion and joy begin to emanate from you as well as love and light. You sense this beautiful calmness that comes over you as you set your intentions. Before you begin to write everything that has been weighing heavily upon your mind, just sit and breathe for a couple more seconds. You can take your hands down from your heart and pick up your pen and begin to contemplate anything that's been weighing heavily, any health concerns, challenges, anything that you're going through. It could be relationship issues, career concerns, family problems, maybe it's a sense of lack, anything at all that is a concern for you is a concern for us. Anything that may be bringing negativity, possibly stress into your life, everything that concerns you is now being listed on that piece of paper. Okay, you now look around and you notice the angels are drawing near. These beautiful celestial beings begin to surround you. They're here to give you the support that you've been needing. But you look beside you, really close to you, and you see that you have your guardian angels. Everyone has a guardian angel. They are constantly with you throughout your earthly journey. You look behind you, you see archangels Raphael and Michael, and many other archangels who are very powerful as well. If you're in need of immediate assistance, call on these beautiful, powerful archangels. They will always be right by your side. Next, you notice coming in, we have the healing angels, and they too are standing at your side, as well as any angel that you have a special connection with. They are all so happy to assist you today. And anytime that you need help with any area of your life, all you have to do is ask, and they will be there, and then show gratitude. A simple thank you will do. That's all that's needed. Now, as you complete your list on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning, anxiety and stress begin to fade away. Tension and pain lift as well. All the fear that has been holding you back, as well as negative patterns, they too are fading away. All physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual issues begin to heal.
See?
Oh. Everything you need is within you. You are now able to live in the moment, experiencing all the good that life has to offer. You thank God for the love and healing that has now taken place. God and the angels will be nearby to offer you loving support. God does remain with us, and He reminds us that we are here to be happy. Love has the power to change the world, and God's love has enough power to heal your heart and transform your mind. Beloveds, healing is real. I'm going to repeat that. Healing is real, and everyone can do it. Everyone is worthy of it. Everyone's love has impact and value. Please use this power often, and we love you. We loved you. We love you so much, beloved ones. Happy Thanksgiving, your angelic team. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Okay. Thank you, DC. And I don't know if it was just me or if this happened for everybody, but there was a part of the meditation where you just disappeared. And
oh. Not good. Do you know where? Oh, my gosh.
Actually, it was near the beginning. There were, most of it I didn't hear. I even hung up, called back in because I thought maybe it was my phone. And then you just
popped
back.
What I'm going to do, I am going to just post it. I'll post it on Facebook. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I don't know if it was you or if it was me, though. So it might be that it just came across fine for everybody else. It might have been just me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the angels took us all up to heaven for a little while. Really did some major work so that we are truly thankful on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Maybe so. Well, thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm filled with love, and we're just going to continue on, Barbara.
Okay. Oh, you never know what the day will bring.
True.
And so here is the message that I am getting from Jesus right now. My beloved ones, be thankful for life. And we do mean all of life. Not just the good things, but every single moment. Because every single moment of your life has value. Every single thing that has ever happened to you has value. Whether you decided it was good or bad really has nothing to do with it. It all has value. And learning to fully and completely accept your life is one of the ways that you bring yourself freedom. It's one of the ways you stop the struggling and the sacrificing and having burdens and all of the frustration. Because you stop fighting it when you accept it. When you fully open your heart and accept your life exactly as it is. And yes, we did just give you one of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. So let's say it now. Dear innate, I fully open my heart and love and accept every moment of my life. And this will help you to let go. Help you to let go of things you weren't even aware that you were holding on to. Thanksgiving is about accepting. It's about diffusing. It's about letting go. When you are being thankful for your life, you are allowing yourself to accept it. And to remove all of the old energy attachments to anything that has ever happened. It doesn't matter if the attachments are to the good things or the bad things, because you have attachments to both. And you are the one who has decided whether or not anything is good or bad to begin with. So we ask you to be truly grateful for everything in your life. So that on this day of Thanksgiving, you can truly let go. You can truly experience peace in your life. And we can assure you that that is something that you will always be thankful for. We are thankful for you. We are thankful for having you in our lives. We love you. Be blessed. All is well. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us.
Awesome. That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure.
No yawning.
I know. It's like that. I don't know where that came from.
I could understand it if it were later in the day and you had your fill of a Thanksgiving feast, but not right now. It's not allowed.
Well, considering the fact that I don't go to sleep until after 2 a.m., because last night I was reading a book. No, I finished the book I was reading, and
goodness,
I finished it exactly at the time that I was supposed to go to sleep, which was 12-something.
Wow.
But it had a cliffhanger ending, and I next book.
That is not fun. That is not even nice. That's terrible. Oh,
so
my
I
goodness. Well, you know what? I was up
the
at that.
First couple of chapters. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was up at that time, so I could have, you know, we could have had a nice conversation there. My goodness.
Oh, life is always fun and interesting.
It is. I actually fell asleep and I woke up at midnight, so I was up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, now we have come to the time in the show where we take questions. Yes, that's what it's called, from callers. So if you want to ask a question or hear a message, please call us at 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. Otherwise, we will probably just let you listen. And I say probably because sometimes we are guided to bring you in even if you haven't raised your hand. So that's just the way it works. And we will now go to our first caller. Oh, and the chat room is open too. I actually have it on the screen. Yay. We will go to our first caller, which is area code 951. Let's see if this is our wonderful Nathaniel.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Hey, you know, pretty good, pretty good. It's still pretty early here in California.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, it's only like 7:20, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you
joined us, Nathaniel. Do you have anything on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, you know, if you see me getting a new job or going back to work soon or might be, you know, I don't know if I'll be moving or just kind of, you know, wondering, you know, what the new year, the holidays might hold.
What I'm getting, Nathaniel, the first thing I see is Jesus is stepping forward and he's standing beside you. And he's saying, beloved Nathaniel, please don't worry, because what you are wanting most in life will be coming your way. There will be happiness and good fortune. Okay? Enjoy today. Be thankful.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, I am here to guide you. Okay? And he's saying, you know, believe in the faith of God's miracles. Okay? And you know, if you need to believe a little bit more, then read about God's miracles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And getting the word forgiveness. I feel like you're holding on to something, and I feel like you're not forgiving yourself for something, okay? And
yeah,
you don't have to hold on to anything, Daniel, okay? So anything that is affecting you adversely, we can get rid of that if you're up for it. And, you know, sort of, you know, just clear your beautiful energy as we were doing with the meditation and continuing on with that, okay?
Great. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, and Mother Mary is coming in, and she's holding you in her heavenly embrace. And she's saying, my beloved Nathaniel, it is time now to release all of emotional burdens, okay? And in the healing meditation, we put our hands on our heart. Well, Mother Mary is your hands once more and putting them upon your beautiful heart, and she has her hands over your heart and your mind to help draw out anything that is not love. Okay, and she's here to help you to see yourself the way she sees you in a divine, beautiful way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, even if you're alone, please know, Nathaniel, that heaven always cares for you, okay? And she's going to guide you to make sure that you always take care of yourself as well, okay? And know that you're definitely watched over. And, you know, life does get stressful at times. And I feel like she's saying, you know, Nathaniel, now it is stressful. We realize that. So allow yourself to feel our loving presence and know that the divine love is always here for you, Nathaniel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are here and you have a special purpose. And you have this beautiful spiritual path to walk. And your path is filled with love, to lovingly, you know, to help yourself and then others, but never to change someone, okay?
Okay.
So if someone or some kind of a situation that is not filled with love, it's okay to walk away from it, Nathaniel. Okay? And this is all about you. And we also, trying to see who we have. Okay, we have Archangel Sandalphon actually coming in, stepping forward, and he too was coming to help to release you of old emotional blocks, Nathaniel. Okay? And he wants to help as well, to release those old emotional blocks. And he's here too to oversee prosperity, to give you the strength and the determination you need to go forward, and to support you spiritually on that beautiful path that you're walking. My beloved Nathaniel, I too am here to help you. I can help to clear away fear as well. You don't need to hold on to that anymore. I can help you, you know, to connect with your wisdom, that beautiful higher wisdom, and I'm here to assist you. Nathaniel, I see who you truly are. Please do not worry about life and what is going to happen next. Each day is beautiful. Remain in the present. Enjoy this beautiful, thankful day. Okay, and he's saying, I am here. I will help you to have the wisdom that you are seeking. I will help you as you walk that beautiful spiritual path. Don't worry about the hows, Nathaniel. Don't worry about the whys. Everything is working out in your favor, my beloved. Okay, know that you are watched over. Okay? So he is with you, and it's time now to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing. Nathaniel, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, DC love.
Okay, Nathaniel, let's do our Dear Innate statement. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I completely and totally accept my life exactly as it is. I completely and totally accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear Innate, I totally and completely accept my life exactly how it is.
Dear Innate, I let go of the past.
Dear Innate, I let go of the past.
Dear Innate, I release any need to worry.
Dear Innate, I release any need to worry.
Dear Innate, I release any need to create problems in my life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to create problems in my life.
Dear Innate, I no longer focus on what is wrong.
Dear Innate, I no longer think about what is wrong.
Dear Innate, I spend every moment in goodness and joy.
Dear Innate, I accept every moment in goodness and joy.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve happiness.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve happiness.
Dear Innate, I am thankful for everything in my life.
Dear Innate, I am thankful for everything in my life.
Dear Innate, even though I may not know how, I choose to let go.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I choose to let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Good. And I'm hearing the song. I got the music in me, so don't forget to play your music today.
All right. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate it.
And Nathaniel, the first song that I heard, as Barbara said, that message was I Can Only Imagine. That beautiful, beautiful song, I Can Only Imagine. And what I'm getting for you is that you know, to help you imagine the beautiful path that is before you and to see all the good that is coming your way, okay? Jesus is walking with you right now and helping you to walk that beautiful path along with all the beautiful angels and archangels, okay?
Oh, okay.
God bless, hon. We love you so much, Nathaniel. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917. Area code 917, you're on. Okay, I can hear things. Area code 917, last call. Okay, we will come back to area code 917. And we moved to area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Leanne. I thought I had myself on mute.
Hello, Leanne. Hello.
I'm feeling your energy and thinking, why is she not talking?
Because I was like, oh, I have to press the button. I was like, oh, no, you don't.
I was going to say that, but I said, I better not say it. I'll just let it go. I'm hearing Leanne. Happy Thanksgiving. Tell her don't worry about the little things. That's all. But that little thing was a big thing if you really wanted to talk to us. So.
And I was like, oh, oops. So just saying happy Thanksgiving and thank you for what both of you do above and beyond
you have to do. Calling
it's,
in
it's
and
really kind.
Your beautiful light and love and humor is so appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
it really is. And we have Archangel Jeremiah laughing up a storm here. I'm like, okay, just say it's not that funny. If you'd listen regularly, you know, you'd see she's always like that. So Archangel Jeremiah is saying, oh, my gosh, I'm here if you need me, Leanne.
Hey, I need ask more for grace sometimes.
And I'm getting, you know what? He's saying, how can one person get so confused? I'm saying, did you ever watch what I do? I get the same. He's saying there's so much confusion. I get confused, too. So, I'm right there with you.
You know what I mean. It's a different kind of confusion. It's not like, yeah.
No, it's a funny kind of confusion. It's an okay kind of confusion.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
But he's saying he wants to help you and keep you on track a little bit more because, Leanne, he sees success your way. He's saying, Leanne, success is waiting for you. Every day you're getting closer and closer. He's saying, you know, just make sure that you meditate, you stay grounded, you connect with that beautiful inner guidance so that you can clearly see that beautiful path that awaits you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's just, you know, he's here, and I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know where he's been, but he's here, okay? So he's here with us today, and what I'm getting to, let me see what they're showing me next. Let's see. Okay. I know that you know, you're in a new surroundings, a beautiful new home and everything. So you do have a space set up for, you know, your time with spirit where you can connect and and just, you know, stay focused in everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm seeing a space. I don't know if you did have one or not. Okay.
It's like my whole bed. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm getting centering. Are you centering?
What are you getting?
Centering. You have to center, calm your mind, your body, and your spirit. Get into like that peaceful place within.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just get away from all the like all the noise of the world. Okay. And allow the flow of information to come to you. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, you've got to relax your body, mind, and spirit daily. And there's so much amazing, I'm just getting so many amazing things coming your way, Leanne, okay? And you've got to listen and trust that inner voice a little bit more than you do, okay?
Okay, okay.
And I'm getting sometimes your emotions do get in the way.
Yeah.
And you've got to watch, you're doing great. No, you're doing really great, but sometimes those old behavioral patterns, they start to surface again. So you've got to watch that, okay?
Okay, yes, that makes sense.
Okay, and even if you just focus like here and there a couple moments a day, you know, on what you're really wanting, I mean, that's going to be beautiful, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, and I'm seeing your uncle, and he's sending you love from above, he's saying. Okay, and he wants you to just, to feel, I feel like there, you know, there's like a whole group of, you know, your loved ones, and they're going to be, you know, with you this Thanksgiving. You know, it's just really, really beautiful, okay? And they want you to really realize, you know, how important that you are, Leanne. Okay? And you mean so much to them, okay? So they say that you don't, you know, love and appreciate yourself the way you should, okay?
Okay.
And you're worthy of all the good that's coming your way. You don't have to improve yourself. You don't have to do anything more. But you do have to have compassion and love and accept yourself just as you are right now on this call, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, through all that, you know, beautiful love around you, you're going to see, like, all the magic is going to begin, you know, to open up for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And I still feel, you know, there's some kind of like feelings or something in regard to family, okay? And the angels want you to surrender whatever it is, whether it's a concern, whether it's a fear, whatever is in need of healing, you know, now's the time to heal it, okay?
Okay.
And allow, you know, the love that, you know, I spoke of earlier in the meditation to just, you know, just emanate from you outward to all your family members, you know, that you love, people that you know, and anyone that really needs love, okay? Because you are so filled with love, Leanne. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you've got to be, you know, a little bit more in that fun space. Ginger's saying, you know what, she's got to connect with that inner child. She's got to do something that she did when she was a kid. Get into that magical place and experience it again, you know? And for me, one of the recommendations, what I used to do when I was a kid all the time is I'd always go on my magic carpet rides, you know?
Okay.
So I loved it. I mean, I'd actually be on that magic carpet, and then I would look down, and all the houses and buildings and everything, they look like little Monopoly pieces, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever it is that you did as a child that really, you know, brings you joy, whatever you're thinking about, whatever your guidance is showing you, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to really, you know, see all the amazingness of Leanne. I mean, you see it in, you know, others really easily, but you don't see it as easily within yourself.
Okay.
You've got to, you know, really see that, you know, when you see that in others, it's a reflection of who Leanne is as well, okay? You have all the beautiful qualities as well, and you've got to acknowledge that you have those qualities, okay?
Okay.
And you are amazing. When you do, you're going to see doors opening for you, Leanne, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, and, you know, just when weather permitting, get outside as you do, you know, connect with nature. And
that's
I'm getting, you're going to get, like, a lot of ideas things out in nature, Leanne, okay?
Yeah, yep, okay.
And just, it's like you've, you know, you've planted seeds quite a while ago, which you have, and now you're going to see them all. You know, they're growing, and it's just going to be so, so beautiful, Leanne. Okay?
Okay.
So you're doing a great job, but you've got to just let go. There's still something that, like I said, you're holding on to. You've got to let go of it. And Is there something, like some situation or something that's still playing on your mind? Because I'm sort of feeling like there's something that you're sort of maybe not dealing with, or you're just putting it on the back burner or something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I when you're asking me, I'm not knowing. It doesn't mean there's not. It means I don't know. Right now.
Might need some guidance as how to.
I feel like the whole year. It could just be this whole last year. Like, I don't really know how it all occurred. It just kind of everything just, woo, and I just flew with it. I mean, it's big. It's not so simple to answer, but that's the answer I got.
Right, right. No, I understand. Okay. And just, you know, stay in that positive energy and, you know, don't let worry or doubt or fear creep in. Okay.
Okay.
And when we see the vibration of love, which is like an amazingly high vibration, we stay away from the lower vibrations, which would be fear and worry. Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
That makes sense to you? And
yeah,
even watch it, like, catch yourself when you're thinking different things or feeling different things. Okay?
Yes. Okay, okay. Yeah, because I can change it quickly.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Is there something that you've been thinking about, like maybe going further in some area that interests you?
Travel keeps coming up. Like, next year I want to be able to write in different places.
Oh, beautiful.
I mean, like, that's been I've seen it for years, but it seems like it's more possible. Like, it just feels like
that's
next
amazing.
Year, that's something that I'll be able to do. And then I just see it. I see myself already, like, at a little cafe outside watching and just write. And exploring new places, not as a tourist, but as a, like, probably places I've been before in the other lifetimes, but just knowing that I'm to go visit again. And then I
This is your time to focus and visualize. And I'm getting that, you know, you will be able to do this, okay? There's going to be, like, a lot of opportunities. Like, I'm feeling like you're saying, like, writing and stuff, and I'm hearing media. So I don't know if you have an opportunity to write for someone or an organization or something, but I was getting...
funny, because I would like to have a column. Yeah, I want to do a column again, and I swear to you, I've been like, okay, in Oprah Magazine or something, but that's the one I've seen I want to write.
But you know what?
Have my own column.
Feel it. Feel it, because when you feel it...
No, I've been seeing it for a while, and I've been like, okay, just keep going.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it through traditional ways. It's just that
No, you're not.
You know.
You're not. And you will get recognized for all the talent that you have, hon, okay? You will get the recognition as well. No, I feel that's amazing. Really, truly amazing. And I just see your uncle there, and he's just like, he's spreading these four-leaf clovers all over the place, you know? And he's, you know, don't worry, things are getting better. And just focus on what you love, okay? And stay in good balance.
Okay. Yeah. Spoken from
and I don't know if at times you'll be traveling with a friend, but I see like a shadow next to you, so it looks like a friend, okay?
Nice, yeah. That'd be nice.
Yep. So just think about what you're wanting, stay positive, and send those, you know, send all of that, like those vibrations out to the universe. And Ginger's saying, you know, get ready because it could start to happen really soon, Leanne.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. As this closes, it's like, whew, that's what I feel too. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, okay, well...
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you over to her because there is for a little bit of healing that you're, you know, you're right on track. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Leanne. Happy Thanksgiving. Barbara?
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay. Oh. All right, let's see what I'm getting for you today. Dear Innate, I am thankful for my life.
Dear Innate, I am thankful for my life.
Dear Innate, I am thankful for every moment I have lived.
Dear Innate, I am thankful for every moment I have lived.
Dear Innate, I let go of who I used to be.
Dear Innate, I let go of who I used to be.
Dear Innate,
I open my heart completely to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart completely to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to see the goodness within me.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to see the goodness within me.
Dear Innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear Innate, I choose to be happy.
Take a nice deep breath. And now they're saying, go and enjoy your day.
I will. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And you too. Much better today, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I got like silly giggles, but yeah, that's a good thing. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.
You too,
God bless, Leanne.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's go back and try area code 917 one more time. Area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917, you're on the air. Area code 917, have you muted yourself? If so, you need to unmute. Okay, we're not hearing area code 917, so we will move forward to our favorite number, 111111111.
Hey, ladies.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Oh, wonderfully well.
Okay. Just checking that I don't have a question. Just wanted to see if there are any messages here on Thanksgiving Day for me. Anything that I should know.
Okay. Let's see what we're getting. Do you see?
Okay. Who are we talking to, first of all? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You're talking with Lisa from New York.
Hello, Lisa from New York. Hello, hello. Very nice to connect with you.
Yes, nice to connect with you as well.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm trying to see what the angels have here for Lisa from New York. Okay. Okay, let's... Okay. I'm getting Lisa from New York. Are you treating yourself with love, compassion, and kindness the way you should be?
Myself? Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. Because I was hearing, you know, loving kindness, compassion, but I'm also getting that you might be holding on to some feelings maybe that you're not even aware of. Some feelings that need to be, you know, surfaced and let go of on. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting the word forgiveness. Okay? And Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying, you know, she's touching your heart and your head, like your mind, and she's saying, you know, all is well. And I feel like there's something like a little bit of like something you're holding on to, maybe, again, like you're not realizing. But that's what Mother Mary is showing me, hon.
Okay.
How has your health been, Lisa?
My health actually is fine. I did an operation on my shoulder, so I'm going to be out of commission for 2 months. And that's what you're probably picking up on. And other than that, I'm getting back into the gym.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, and Mother Mary is just helping you. I feel like, you know, that you are getting stronger and, you know, you have a divine team with you to call upon if you need any more strength. Okay. And, you know, getting back to the gym is just what she would recommend. Okay. And just, you know, expect all the good to happen in your life, okay? Because the more that you expect it and have an attitude of gratitude, the more that's also going to come your way, hon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to see if the angels have anything for you, hold on, please. Okay. Okay, I see a divine team around you. Okay, what are they showing me? Okay. Okay, and I'm getting, I don't know if you've been worrying about money abundance, but I feel like, you know, there is abundance coming your way. Okay, and just be open to that flow of abundance and prosperity. And I see all these, you know, beautiful clovers around you. You have a lot of luck around you at this time. Okay,
ooh.
You had been struggling, but I'm getting, you know, things are really going to change for you, okay? And there might be some things you didn't expect that are going to come your way, okay? And they're going to be good things, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, the angels are saying you did go through a difficult time, though, and, you know, it's over, okay?
Yes.
So
Thank you.
These, you know, healing rays of love and light around you as well. And they're saying, you know, they're applauding you, saying wonderful, wonderful, how, you know, you're doing a great job. Okay?
Okay. Well,
you're here and you're here to do something really big, so don't underestimate yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so really honor yourself, give yourself that pat on the back, okay? And are you being, you know, mindful? I'm getting, you know, like you're getting a lot of downloads.
A download? Can you say, what do you mean by downloads?
Well, angelic downloads. Like, it's guidance that you're getting, okay?
Yes.
And be a little bit more logical, because sometimes you might overthink things.
You know what? You are so right. That's one of my bad habits that I'm getting rid of.
Awesome. Well, that's, you know, that's awesome. But for the most part, you're doing a great job, okay? And, you know, you are moving around more. You're getting a little bit more exercise. And you've really got to, you know, you've got to love yourself more, because you were here to do, you know, something really amazing, okay?
Okay. And I was
not getting small.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. It's really big is what I'm, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just, you know, don't try to go crazy and do something new. The angels are saying just, you know, stick with what you're doing, because you're going to be able to accomplish more that way, okay?
All right.
And they're showing try to do something new. It's sort of like you get on this horse and you've never ridden a horse and you go flying off, okay? So I'm getting, please don't try that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying, Lisa, please do not try that one. That's not going to be good. So whatever you're doing it well, and they're very happy with you, okay? And I'm getting, you know, if there's been any issues relationship-wise, you know, like, everything is resolving, possibly reconnecting with people that you haven't connected with in a while, okay? And your health, like I said, this is going to be like such a good time for you health-wise as well. And make sure that you're getting enough of sleep, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm getting there's going to be a lot of options like in front of you. So be very careful. Take your time and really, you know, like, look at all the options so that you can make good decisions, okay?
Okay.
Trust that, you know, inner knowingness. Trust the inner knowingness before you make a decision, okay?
Okay, I will.
And the last thing I have, Lisa, if you're in need of help, don't be afraid to ask for help, okay?
Yes.
It takes a strong person to ask for help, not a weak person, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. Have a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You too. Okay, Lisa, we are going to do some Dear Innate statements. When I look at you, your light is just so incredibly bright and beautiful, and they're saying it's just going to get better and better. So I don't know what you're going to be doing, but it's going to be phenomenal.
Okay.
So I need you to just repeat what I say out loud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Innate, I open to love.
Dear Innate, I open to love.
Dear Innate, I accept my power.
Dear Innate, I accept my power.
Dear Innate, I allow miracles in my life.
Dear Innate, I allow miracles in my life.
Dear Innate, I am a miracle.
Dear Nate, I am a miracle.
Dear Nate, I live my truth.
Dear Nate, I live my truth.
Dear Nate, I let go of all that I have ever been.
Dear Nate, I have let go of all I've ever been.
Dear Nate, I live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I live in freedom.
Dear Nate, I live in freedom.
Dear Nate, I am glorious.
Dear Nate, I am glorious.
Dear Nate, I accept my life.
Dear Nate, I accept my life.
And take a nice deep, deep breath. Oh, how does that feel?
It feels awesome.
Oh, boy. It just feels like your life is just going to be incredible. I just feel this amazing energy around you. So decide what it is you want to do and go for it. Like, there's nothing in your way.
Okay. We'll be doing it.
Wonderful. And call back and let us know how it goes.
Sure. Thank you. I will.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to go back to 917 one more time.
Hi, this is 917. Samantha.
Ah, we finally got you. Yay.
Yay.
What can we do for you today, Samantha?
Yeah, I have a question. I have this position here. I have a full-time job, and then I applied for another part-time job, and I'm wondering which one I should keep or get rid of.
Okay. Let's see what DC is getting about that.
Yes, hello, Samantha. How are you, hon?
I'm okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think you're doing a little bit better than okay because the sun is shining on you. And what I'm getting is focus on your beautiful, natural, and creative abilities. Okay? Focus on you. Focus on what it is that you are wanting. And you deserve all the good in life, okay? It is time for you to move forward. It's a time for you to have less stress, to be a little bit more positive. It's a time to trust what you're thinking. It's a time to trust your intuition. And know that the universe wants what's best for you. But you've got to listen to that beautiful small voice within. And that's where you're going to know what is best for you. So when you say the first job, how does it feel? How does it feel like in your stomach area? How does it feel intuitively, Samantha?
I don't know. I'm not getting any feelings, just nothing.
Okay, because I'm getting you have the ability. And the angels, they're surrounding you to help empower you and give you the confidence that you are needing. I see you climbing the ladder of success. And you're going to start, I'm getting there's something new coming for you. You deserve all this good that's coming your way. You deserve success.
Okay.
You've got to believe a little bit more in yourself and all that, is available to you. And I don't know if you've heard of, the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, think about only what it is that you are wanting, not what you don't want, okay?
Yes.
And, Samantha, we have Mother Mary coming in, and she's saying, my beloved, all I have for you is love, endless love. Do you love yourself enough? I feel like you're not giving yourself enough of self-love, hon. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to see yourself the way the divine sees you, hon. You're amazing. And you have the ability to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do. Okay? And, you know, I can't say, you know, well, stay with the first job, pick the second. You've got to really, you know, focus on what it is that you are wanting, because when you focus on what you love, you know, that's when, you know, it's going to be easy. It's not going to feel like working, and that's when the money's going to come in. So the position you have presently, do you love it? Is it fulfilling? Is it joyful?
Okay.
Okay, is that position fulfilling and joyful for you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting Archangel Shamuel is now coming in as well to help you focus on that self-love, to have some more, like, inner peace that you're missing, to help you to figure out your life's purpose, to help you to have, you know, a career that would be meaningful and joyous, okay, to heighten your awareness. And Archangel Shamuel is saying, Samantha, my beloved, I'm here. I'm pouring loving energy into your heart, into your mind, into your soul, and helping you to be filled with abundance of love, peace, and joy. And Archangel Shamuel is walking with you on that path. Because I feel like as you're walking the path that you're on right now, hon, you're filled with fear. And Shamuel is saying, take my hand. I'm here with you, okay? We'll walk together. Samantha, you have a divine purpose, okay? And right now it's sort of like, as you walk, it's very cloudy out there. It's like you can't see, like, you know, it's foggy. You can't really see 2 feet in front of you, okay? And Archangel Shamuel is going to help you to walk through all of that fog and not be confused anymore. Stop being filled with fear. The angels are with you. They're going to help you on a daily basis, okay? And forgive yourself for, you know, not knowing it. Whatever it is that you're not forgiving yourself for, let all of that be replaced with love, okay? And you will have a job that is meaningful for you. You will accomplish what you're wanting to accomplish, okay?
Okay.
We know that that your life's purpose is a concern, and your angels are here. They're going to walk with you every day, and they're going to help you with that. Just call upon them and allow them, you know, to do that with you, okay? And
yep, thank you.
I'm getting you've got to have some boundaries, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if, you know, if there's boundaries with people that you're afraid to say anything to, okay? But Mother Mary is going to help you to speak from a place of love, not a place of fear, to be a little bit more assertive, and to treat you in the loving manner that you deserve, hon, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, but I have to go now. I have to go. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That is everyone who has pressed the number one. So if you call
Corbett,
in,
I'm getting guidance, and it's telling me for those that are like Samantha and that are having similar issues, not being able to choose what's right for them, I'm getting that you have some dear innate statements, and when people listen to this, you know, in the archives that are having similar issues, we're going to be able to help them in that respect, along with the archangels that showed up today.
Okay. Well, I will make the statements, and you get to repeat them. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, dear innate, I open up to having clarity about my life.
Dear innate, I open up to having clarity about my life.
Dear innate, I choose to trust my intuition.
Dear innate, I choose to trust my intuition.
Dear innate, I allow myself to make good decisions.
Dear innate, I allow myself to make good decisions.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear Nate, I know that I have value.
Dear Nate, I open up to truly loving myself.
Dear Nate, I open up to truly loving myself.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be guided to what is best.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be guided for what is best.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the stagnation.
Dear Nate, I release the stagnation.
Dear Nate, I release the failure.
Dear Nate, I release the failure.
Dear Nate, I release the habit of being less.
Dear Nate, I release the habit of being less.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I open up to success.
Dear Nate, I open up to success.
Dear Nate, I open up to joy.
Dear Nate, I open up to joy.
Dear Nate, I open up to living my own amazing life.
Dear Nate, I open up to living my own amazing life.
Dear Nate, I open up to being the best that I can be.
Dear Nate, I open up to being the best that I can be.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to change.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. All right, that's what they were guiding you to.
That feels great. And as I started to do the Dear Nate statements, it's very cloudy here, Barbara. The sun is not shining. I have a little solar angel on the windowsill that start rocking around here. She loved the Dear Nate statements, and she's just moving back and forth, and I'm thinking, the sun's not shining. Why are you moving? And, of course, it's because of these beautiful statements. She's just filled with the sun within. She's happy, and this little angel's just like, she's moving, and it's hysterical. It's so funny.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad I made your angel rock.
Yes. She's in her happy place.
Okay. Oh, and I was saying, if you called in to listen, but you actually have a question or you want to hear a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that symbol comes up and we know to click on you. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. And apparently there's somebody who called in that's supposed to press number 1. And that was guidance's way of giving you a nudge to press the number 1 and actually talk to us. And so let's go to our next caller from area code 937. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy. And yes, I was listening, and I've done all the Dear Nates with you, and I love you guys. It's great.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you so much.
So what's going on in your life, Sandy?
Oh, not really anything. I don't have a question, just if there's a message for me or anything.
Okay. Well, Sandy, the first thing that I'm getting is your intuition is awakening and you're starting to see things a little bit more clearly. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you called in because there are some past issues that need to be released. Okay?
Okay.
And with those beautiful Dear Nate statements, we could help clear them, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm getting, Sandy, at times you worry, and, you know, instead of worrying, you should turn it into the form of a prayer, actually. Surrender whatever it is that you're holding on to, okay? And allow yourself, you know, to be able to go forward. And And just, you know, replace everything with love instead of holding on to all that stuff that's not serving you, okay?
Yes.
So this is a time on Thanksgiving Day for you to be, you know, to be honest with yourself about what you're feeling, because there's something that you're not like really resonating with, you're not paying attention to. It's sort of like deep within you, and you're not, I don't know if there's a fear there, okay?
Yes, you're
but
right.
But I'm getting, you've got to let it, like, you know, come up and let it heal. You know, let's resolve this once and for all, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, with, you know, you being able to just resolve issues, I'm also getting, you know, your mother. There's something that needs to be addressed in regard to your mother from, you know, from long ago is what I'm feeling. And it needs healing. And we've got to realize that, you know, everyone is doing the best they can at, you know, at that moment. And we're here, you know, in human form. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to release something that you've been holding on to for a while, hon, okay?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good. And just, you've got to honor and love yourself for the beautiful, beautiful woman that you are, Sandy, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. Okay, so with that being said, I am going to turn you over to Barbara. But before I do, I have to give you one more message because my little angel on the window is going crazy here.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I'm listening, okay. Okay. So what I'm getting for you, Sandy, is the angels are saying you are near, you know, you are near to what you're dreaming about. And the angels are there, too, to help you. What is this, you know, whatever it is that you've been dreaming about, okay? And the angels have been listening, okay? And they're saying for right now, it's time for you to have a little bit more fun, okay? Don't worry about things so much. I'm even getting... Maybe, do you have like a little place where you, you know, you feel like you, like a spiritual place in your house, just like a little bit of an area?
Yes.
Because I'm getting, that would be really nice, you know, to invite the angels in, connect with them, and, you know, have a relationship with them like as if they're your best friend, okay?
Awesome, yeah.
And then we have Archangel Michael coming forward to help you have the courage needed to go forward and not be afraid, okay? And this is a time to really, like, not be afraid and to step out of that comfort zone, Sandy, okay?
Okay, yes.
And when I started, I mean, I not only stepped out of my comfort zone, I fell off a cliff, it felt like, because I started doing this with no idea what I was going to do. I started on radio, and I was told, if you believe, Spirit will give you everything you need, okay?
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was like, I'm either very brave or very crazy, or maybe a combination of both. I don't know. But you've got to be, you know, you've got to step out of that comfort zone. Archangel Michael is with you, so you're not doing this alone, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, like, you've got to schedule time to laugh and have fun, because those are, like, things that are just as important as the food that you're eating. And things, they have nutrients that you can only get from those activities, laughter and fun, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You've got to feed your soul. So I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara for a little bit of healing, and I want to wish you a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, Sandy, we're going to do some dear innate statements. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I open up to my own life.
Dear innate, I open up to my own life.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Dear innate, I choose to be free.
Okay, I need you to take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Here in eight, I forgive my mother for all the ways she failed me.
Dear Unate, I forgive my mother for all the ways she's failed me.
Dear Unate, I forgive myself.
Dear Unate, I forgive myself.
Dear Unate, I forgive myself for not fully loving me.
Dear Unate, I forgive myself for not really loving me.
And let's take another nice deep breath. Dear Unate, I give myself permission to accept my gifts.
Dear Unate, I give myself permission to accept my gifts.
Dear Unate, I stand in my power.
Dear Unate, I stand in my power.
Dear Unate, I accept the greatness within me.
Dear Unate, I accept the greatness within me.
Dear Unate, I move forward in my life.
Dear Unate, I move forward within my life.
And take a nice deep breath.
Awesome.
Is there something musical you do?
Listen to it. That's about it. I love to sing along with the radio.
Maybe it's the singing. Because I'm hearing the song, I got the music in me. And usually when they put that song in my head, it's because the person needs to express their music. So I don't know what songs you love to sing along with, but today, sing along with your favorite song. Sing out loud, you know, just let it go. Let that music flow.
That sounds good. I will do that. I'll be on the road here in a couple hours and for about an hour. So I have the radio on. I turn it up and I sing right along with it. So
wonderful.
That hit me spot on.
Yeah, that'll help clear. There's some stuff in your energy that needs to be cleared, and they're saying the music is going to clear that stuff, so that when you get to where you're going, you will be freer, more able to just enjoy yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, so very much.
Okay. And they're saying you should sing every day.
Oh, okay.
Just
as long as nobody hears me.
Whether they hear you or not is not important. You're doing it for you. So just do it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, don't worry about it. It can't be any worse than my singing, because when I sing, people say, what did you do with the money? I'll say, what money? Money that you were supposed to use for singing lessons.
Okay, yeah, that would be me. But, yes, I love to crank my radio up in the car, and I sing all the way to, you know, I'm going to my son's house, so I'll go all the way to my son's house, an hour away, and I sing almost every song.
All right, just keep the windows. Keep the windows rolled up.
Yes. Yes. Very much. Well,
it sounds like
a plan.
God bless you. Enjoy your day, hon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you and bless you for everything you do for everyone. You're blessed.
Oh, so much. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thanks.
And thanks for raising your hand, too. So.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Have a good one. And
you too.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC. Looks like we are done for today.
What a beautiful show, Barbara. It was totally amazing. Oops, beautiful.
Absolutely.
I think
this
is our first tally that we've ever had a show as well.
I think we might have done it one time before, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, well. I don't, I possibly, but I don't recall, but this was so beautiful, and I'm thankful that we had the time to do this, and thankful, you know, all of us got together, and we helped some people, and we got our vitamin G for the day, Barbara, so I hope that you have a little fun for yourself today as well. Enjoy your day.
I plan on it. I will read that book. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, enjoy. Enjoy that book.
I will. Thank you.
Love you, Barb. God bless.
Love you, too. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.